Yeah, and I'm sure they're actually going to do it again. This is interesting to actually see how they actually vote. They have like a little, it's like a little credit card, and they go up to the back of a seat on the House chamber, and they put the little card in, and they can either hit red for no, green for yes, or yellow, as Congressman Rob Bishop says, is I don't know, but it's actually present, which means you don't really vote. But sometimes there's a series of votes, and they get really confusing. Sometimes they members of Congress vote the wrong way, usually on like procedural matters, amendments, and motions to recommit or those kind of things. Not usually as much on the main legislation. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah got called out in a New York Times story for his correction in the congressional record, where he meant to vote nay instead of yay on amendment to an appropriations bill. Just to be fair to Congressman Stewart, there were like 25 votes in a row that day, and different amendments, different things. It can get confusing of which number you're voting on. What does this mean? So he's not the only one that does it. I'm sure our other members have done it too. They usually just put a little note in the congressional record so that if they're ever called down on it, they knew what they were doing.
And by adding that note to the congressional record, they're announcing this on the floor, maybe to the Speaker of the House, saying I erroneously voted yay when I meant to vote nay, but the vote itself stays the way it was cast, right?
Yeah, the vote's done, so that doesn't change the vote. And either they can go to the floor and say sorry, I messed up, or they can just actually like insert a little line or two into the congressional record, which is easy as sending an email over to the people who run that.
Okay, got it. Thomas, other news out of Washington, immigration reform appears dead in Congress, but some Republicans say that the inaction is hurting their party. Is this a GOP, against GOP war?
In some ways it is. It depends on where you stand in the Republican Party, I guess. Just to catch your listeners up, House Republicans don't want to pass the immigration reform legislation that the Senate passed last year. They say it's because they can't trust President Barack Obama to enforce the existing laws, and why would we pass something that he's not going to act on anyway? But there's some Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who say that the GOP just can't keep saying no, that it's going to hurt them long term with the growing population of Latinos in America and other voters who want immigration reform to come forward. And these are Republicans, not just Graham, but others are saying that it's not looking good as problems on the border increase. We've seen a lot of images of the kids, streaming over the border right now. And the White House is playing up this midterm election on the GOP's resistance to Obama's $4 billion request for immediate help on the border, which includes, for the record, more Border Patrol agents. So that's the thing that the White House is saying, look what the GOP is doing. The GOP is saying, well, we don't want to act on this. But polls are showing widespread report. There was a poll in Utah this week that showed, a majority, 75-80% of Utahns support immigration reform. They support a path to citizenship, and that Utah voters, including a majority of Republicans, don't buy this "we can't trust Obama" argument.
That's interesting, Thomas, because not that long ago, a number of Republicans were elected on an anti-immigration reform platform because of their anti-immigrant stance, even. Does this mean that the makeup of the GOP itself is changing?
It's interesting. It's how you see things in full or singularly. So, you can look at Utah's Republicans in Congress, and, they have pretty good approval ratings in Utah, including even if they're opposing immigration reform, and maybe because to some voters, because they're opposing immigration reform. But when you look at it overall and you look at all of Congress and voters are sitting out there saying, why can't you get anything done on this? This is obviously a problem, and this is why we sent you to Washington. So it goes back to that old adage that people hate Congress but love their congressman.
Right. Yeah. And every newly minted politician sets out to fix Washington. Thomas Burr, finally today, Representative Jason Chaffetz suggested this week that Mitt Romney could run again for the presidency. So will he?
I'm sure Mitt Romney is really getting tired of this question. He said no, 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 over and over again, every time he's asked. But Chaffetz is obviously a Romney insider. He worked on and traveled with the campaign and stumped for Romney in 2012. I don't think he has any personal assurance from Romney that he would run again. But this is all part of the process to keep Romney's name out there. The idea of letting Romney become the party's kingmaker, or for him to just sit back and wait for kind of a draft Mitt Romney movement. I wrote a column a while back saying that that Romney won't run again. One reason, he probably doesn't want to deal with that circus of a campaign again, that Dems already have their attacks ready for him. And, you know, thirdly, if this happens, the possibility of going up against Hillary Clinton for Romney is very difficult because he didn't do so well with women in the last election. Obviously, this happened before, though. Ronald Reagan was elected on his third time. So, you know, anything is possible. But right now, Mitt Romney keeps saying no, and his supporters keep saying maybe.
Is there the possibility that Chaffetz is floating Romney's name as a sort of strategy to test the waters, to see how Romney sits in the polls? Is this a political strategy, I guess?
Yeah, it's possible. There's always some of that behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know what's going on. But it might also just be that, you know, Chaffetz knows that Mitt Romney does well when his name's mentioned for Utah, and Utahns love Mitt Romney. You know, keeping that out there gives Congressman Chaffetz a lot of publicity, too. That story went, you know, viral. So it's a win-win for Chaffetz, I guess.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us Fridays for this discussion, and there is a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org. Thomas, thanks very much for filling us in, as always.
Thanks, Roger.